After 5 o'clock, entering the final hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Last hour of the work week. You got big plans this weekend, going down to the state capitol, are you not?
Yeah, going to head down there and just see some family. My grandma lives down there, so we thought, oh, what the heck, let's pack up the kids and head down for a little while.
Jackets in town?
They are tonight. I think they're on the road tomorrow, though, for their game. Sunday. They bring in Pittsburgh on Sunday. I correct myself. That should be an interesting one.
Any chance you can convince your wife to stick around?
No, probably not on that. That's a late game, 6 o'clock start. I want to get back anyway.
Oh, it's a 6 o'clock start?
Yeah, and we'll PM.
Well, okay, I didn't realize it was that late. Yeah, you have no chance then. Yeah. Forget about that. All right.
I wish.
We bring in Jason Williams with Get With The Program. We've been pumping up Jason's appearance all throughout the course of the show. Jason, thanks so much for coming on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys have a pretty exciting event coming up on Monday, President's Day.
Yes.
Now, I want you to explain this for our listeners. It's the Brain Games STEM Camp. What are the details on this?
All right, so here are the deets. We are working with two Oberlin College professors, neuroscience professors, a husband and wife team, Gunnar and Leslie Kwaiche, and their expertise is in neuroscience. And so we have a bunch of hands-on activities for the kids to introduce them to various aspects of neuroscience. Part of that is they'll make their own brain hat. They'll color and assemble that, different areas of the brain. They'll learn what different parts of the brain control. We have a synaptic tag game, so they'll learn about neurons and synapses and how they work by playing tag. They'll make their own neurons. And we have another activity by the professors. It's recording activities of neurons. And so they have this machine that they hook up to insects' legs. I believe they have like some cockroach legs, and they can, you know, send electricity to it and record, you know, the movement and other activities around that. And the kids will get to see a bunch of different animal brains as well.
Wow. Okay. So there's a lot going on Monday. I want to go back to the brain hat. So what is it? These kids make these brain hats, right? And they put
Yes.
different parts of the brain. They color this hat with different parts of the brain?
Yes. And so we have a brain hat template where, you know, like the occipital lobe, parietal lobe, and, you know, other parts of the brain. And again, I'm not a neuroscientist, so I don't know all the parts, but they'll
color
it.
That was pretty
impressive.
I was going
to say, you're doing better than us here, Jason.
It could have fooled me.
We were just nodding our heads to go along. Uh-huh.
And so what the kids will do, they'll color it, and then they'll assemble it and wear it like a hat. And actually, I have a picture of it. I'll show you guys. I know the listeners, they'll just have to use their imagination.
Well, you gave us a good description, so I'm
Very good.
So that's my daughter with her brain hat.
Okay. All right. I like that. So, but that also tells you what different parts of the brain will do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll have like an intro activity that will explain, we'll go over the different parts of the brain, you know, intro to neuroscience, and then, you know, we'll go into that in our other activities of the day.
And you also mentioned that the kids will learn about the nerves by playing synaptic tag. Yeah. Well, what exactly is that?
And so, again, like with the nerves and synapses, and it was something about transmitting like neurotransmitters. And so the lead up to that is that they'll make their own neurons. And so the professors and several of the college students have an activity where the kids are going to make their own neurons out of some pipe cleaners and some other material. And then in an afternoon, to wear some of that energy off, we're going to play tag and how it works. Again, I'm not a neuroscientist, but I know one group has to get to the other side without being deactivated, and it has to do with neurotransmitters.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm intrigued. I kind of want to see that go down. Hey, you could film that, put it on like ESPN3 or something like that.
Exactly.
That could be an Olympic event, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But it is the season, is it not?
Yes, it is. It is. So again, that's just the you know, our approach to STEM education is that we always include a technical component, regardless of whatever our theme or topic is. We have a technical component. Then we usually incorporate like an art or literature component, some type of physical activity, music, or something else to incorporate to convey those same concepts, because we realize that kids and people, period, do not learn the same. Mm-hmm. And so all we may have somebody who is fine with its technical stuff, but then we may have kids who are more kinesthetic learners. So, okay, how can we convey this to them? Or kids who are more visual or more, you know, literary. And so, you know, those are the types of approaches that our organization takes to STEM education. So we incorporate, you know, music, art, language, you know, literature, and, you know, other subject matter in the STEM to reach, you know, children.
It seems like this is the stuff, too, that kind of gets the ball rolling on things. I mean, playing synaptic tag or building a brain hat, I mean, that gets the kid, I would think, interested in the brain, and then perhaps they can go home and read a little bit more on it.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's, you know, our whole thing is about sparking that interest, because a lot of people, children especially, but people in general, don't realize how often they interface or interact with science, technology, engineering, and math. And so what we do, and I believe as far as our numbers, as far as the gender and ethnic breakdown of our participants, which is close with our gender, we have about 44% of our participants are female. And in STEM fields, it's around 22-23%.
Wow.
And about 44-46% of our participants are students of color. And again, in STEM fields, that number is around 23-24% as well. And so a lot of that, I believe, has to do with us being making STEM relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, we meet children where they are. Like, hey, you know, if we're explaining how an algorithm works, okay, an example of this where you might encounter this is cooking with your mom or dad, following a recipe, your morning routine, getting ready for school, waking up, brushing your teeth, eating breakfast, getting dressed. That's an example of an algorithm. And so it's just about taking these concepts, these esoteric concepts, and putting it in kid speak. And just, hey, you've come across this before, something similar to this. And I think that's why we have the type of numbers that we do, is that we make it relatable to everyone.
And I think the numbers certainly speak for themselves. I think the numbers have certainly increased for you guys, too. And the crazy part about that, Jason, is you guys, I think the last time we had you on, you were celebrating your one-year anniversary. So you guys are about 18 months in, right?
Yeah. And so, about 2 years now. And so, that is right. So, a lot of growth. And, again, I just think that's a testament to our approach, because, you know, we make it fun and relatable. We just came from a after-school program. Before I came out to the station, we have an after-school program with Child Garden in Oberlin. And one of the kids was, you know, telling his mom, you know, don't pick me up early on Fridays. You know, you always come early when I'm doing something fun. And so not just the kind of effect that we've had on children, and to have, you know, close to 500 kids throughout Northeast Ohio come through our various programs in this short amount of time is a testament to, you know, one, this is something I'm passionate about, and then two, our approach to STEM education.
Jason Williams with Get With The Program, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. On Monday, they've got a President's Day Brain Games STEM Camp. We've talked about some of the details.
Yes.
Also wanted to ask you about the Stroop effect. The kids will learn about the Stroop effect. What exactly is that?
All right, so that is, how can I explain it? So, like, if you have a card with the word blue on it, but it's written in yellow, and just how the brain, like, you'll flash the card, it'll say blue, but you're more likely to say yellow because you see it, you see the visual first as opposed to the word. And so we have, you know, like some games around that where we can incorporate that and, you know, have the kids up and break them up into teams and compete against each other.
I had to think about that for a second. I was thinking like back to the flashcard days, right?
Yeah, sure. Wow. Okay. Have you ever done that? That used to be a thing. I remember in elementary school, people would always test you with that. And it's incredibly hard. You don't know why, but you have to train yourself.
Yeah.
Read the word, not the color.
Yeah. So like, you know, like if the word AM 930 is red, so you would hold, you know, you would have like the color, you know, purple or whatever, but it's in red. And they'll flash up like, oh, red. It says purple though, you know, because you see the color.
See, okay, here's how there's relatable material to you and I, Matt, too. We're doing play-by-play. You've got to memorize the names with the numbers.
Mm.
But see, you can memorize names and numbers all day long, and I know you could attest to this. Mm. Until you actually get out to the gym for basketball purposes or you get out to the stadium for football purposes, you can memorize names and numbers all day long, but until you look down and you see the colors as they're associated with those players, you can never totally apply that. The one thing I always try and do is I try and close my eyes and I try and picture the jersey and the number. But you're right. If you looked at it, you just see the number, or in this case, you just see the color. You're more apt to see the color you see than actually saying what you see written. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how your mind works like that.
Exactly. And that's a prime example of us making the Stroop effect relatable.
Wow. No, that's interesting. And now, how did this whole thing come about? Now, is this something you guys have done in the past, the brain games, or is this a new idea to you guys?
This is a new. So none of our programs have been, our STEM camps have been duplicated. And so I'll have an idea, or I'll hear something, or my board or somebody I work with, they'll have an idea like, hey, what can we do, you know, around this? And then that usually gets the gears going. For example, we had last month, we did a cryptocurrency camp, you know, talking about cryptocurrency, cryptography, the blockchain, and how that all works together. And so, again, it usually comes what's, you know, out in the public sphere. You know, cryptocurrency was a big thing, so it was like, hey, let's do something around there. Or it may just be I have some inspiration, or somebody will reach out to me, hey, why don't we, you know, do this or look into this or try this. And then, you know, again, you know, we're headquartered in Oberlin, and so I have a relationship with a lot of professors and people from various departments. And so it's a lot of them are looking for outreach opportunities. And so it had come about from that. Okay, this is your area of expertise. Let's come up with some activities to convey whatever this is.
What are the age groups? We talk about the brain one coming up. Typically, you guys have the same age groups for each one, or does it vary?
Yeah, so for the STEM camps that we do on Oberlin College campus, those are first through fifth grade. But we do have other programs where we target middle school and high school. So all together, we do preschool to 12th grade. And so we have, I believe in April, we partner with the Boys and Girls Club, and we're going to be doing some middle school programming with at one of their sites targeting middle school kids and high school kids. And so we cover the whole spectrum. However, our sweet spot is the elementary age, because that's, again, when a lot of them start forming their ideas. And, you know, so we try to catch them early. So then that interest can follow them through middle school and high school and hopefully beyond.
Oh, yeah. Well, very impressionable at that age. No question about it. So that makes perfect sense. Jason, before we cut you loose, man, for our listeners who are wondering where they can go to get more information about not only the after-school camps but all the future camps you guys have coming up, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. So I can be reached by phone. My number is 440-299-STEM. That's STEM, 7836. Or by email at jason@gwtp.us. Or just check out our website, www.gwtp.us.
Simple enough. GWTP, get with the program. .us. Very simple. Jason, always a lot of fun to have you in studio, man. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
All righty. Don't forget to check out that STEM camp, President's Day Brain Game STEM Camp on Monday, President's Day. And again, check out gwtp.us. All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back in just a few on AM 930 WEOL.